Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl. Happy Monday. Before I do my quick, it's not really quick, but my morning movement, I wanted to jump on mic and share some things. I mean, we're back on our schedule, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I have mostly processed my birthday celebration. I have another celebration coming up this week. So, yeah, it's a very, we celebrate. The celebration tour is here. So with that being said, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes whenever you felt like it. And I really appreciate that. So today is one of my faves' birthday. Shout out to my faves. You know who you are. My fave is 1 year older today. And I just want to tell him happy birthday. So happy birthday, fave. But I wanted to also talk about tradition, right? This has nothing to do with fave. That just so happened to be on his birthday. But yesterday I was sitting and, you know, I've been on a 30-day mental diet, and I've come to some very strong realizations. And maybe once I'm done processing, because I still have another 9 days, if we're going to count today, to really just kind of continue doing what I'm doing, because it's still a little early in the day. But I've come to some real realizations about what I will need to do moving forward to maintain this 30-day mental diet. And I was talking to my homegirl Binks about it yesterday as well. But I've been reading a lot. I love to read, and I've been reading a lot more than usual. I'm in like a real bookworm, real live bookworm stage right now. it's been kind of like a book a day on the slick. So I just been trying to figure out the words of what I want to say today, because I had this feeling about a week and a half ago, like right before my birthday. And it's about tradition. Tradition doesn't always mean healthy. And if you were looking for a sign to really assess what you've been doing, or to let go of a tradition you know does not serve your best interest, or that you know is not the healthiest thing, here's your sign, boo friend. Never mind it's a retrograde. Retrogrades hit everybody differently. Like, I know some folks that are having the best month ever, retrogrades and all, eclipses and all. So don't let that cloud your ability to make decisions for yourself that you know you will probably make even outside of astrological influences. And not to mention, definitely don't make any type of decisions knowing that you don't know the astrological influences on your life. That could be a whole nother episode in itself. The thing that I think is very dangerous when it comes to those things, especially on social media spirituality, is that we will let a blanket approach. And maybe this is a form of tradition. Ooh, wow. It's interesting how things kind of work itself out, right? But that's another thing. Letting a blanket statement apply to your life without really seeing how it applies to your life. Some folks do that as a tradition. That's not the healthiest thing, because you're literally predicating your life based on something that you don't even know to be true for you. It's like taking medicine for a condition you don't even have. Why would you do that? You know what I'm saying? We all do it sometimes. Sometimes we don't know better, so we just kind of go along with what everybody else is doing until we realize like we're meant to stand out and do our own thing and be on our own path in community with other people that are doing the same thing in their own way. You know what I mean? It's kind of like coexisting, like co-working. You might not be working on the same project, but you all are working together to work on something to get it done. You know, that's what we're doing really on this earth when it comes to our own individual journeys. And then we can provide support and love and friendship and community along the way. But going back to tradition, if you know that there's something that you've been doing, or that your family does, that you're expected to do, or even your job or your friends, and you're expected to do it because you've done it in the past, or you may have said that's what you're going to do, and you're not quite feeling that way anymore because, you know, as a human having experience and as a spirit having a human experience, you're allowed to change and grow, and you're allowed to be like, you know what, just because I did that for the last 10, 15 years doesn't mean I'm going to keep doing it. You're in your right to do that. I've been doing the little red dress for 12 years. If I want to wake up one day and be like, I don't want to do it no more, I have the right to do that. Now, granted, it's not an unhealthy tradition, and I'll talk about it on another episode as to why I do the little red dress every year and why I specifically chose red dresses, but that's a different kind of tradition. That makes me feel good. That's a way of celebrating my life. So that's something I wouldn't cut. But for some of you, you might be getting too old for certain stuff. Some of y'all might be, you know, doing things. I'm not saying judgmental. That's why we're going to keep it real general. Some of y'all be doing things that you may know that you ain't supposed to do. No judgment, boo friend, because we all been there, whether we're going to admit it or not. We've all been there. But y'all know that feeling where you know that you're too tired of this. You're too old for this. You're too healed for this. You're too evolved for this. You will know it because it won't feel right no more. You'll be feeling like you're forcing it because that's just what you always been doing. That's your sign to cut out. That's your sign to pause before you do it again and figure out if this is something that's worth doing moving forward. Is it really healthy, boo friend? If it ain't, why are we still doing it? What can we do in its place? Do we need to have something in its place? You know what I mean? So I just wanted to put that on you all's spirit today. I hope you have a beautiful week. I will be back Wednesday with my double episodes. And shout out to those who saw the little red dress. I think I posted last Tuesday. So if you engaged and you saw the post, shout out to you. I think this is my favorite dress so far. It was my first sponsor dress too. So shout out to the sponsor that made that happen. Who hooked it up. I really appreciate that. So what else? Oh, so the post was really me talking about support. And I think I'm going to keep talking about that on my podcast because closed mouths don't get fed. Blocked throat chakras don't free. They do not free themselves. So I was talking about how important it was for me to have support, how I'm in, you know, going into this year, make my 8th year spiritual homegirl, and that I really could use as an independent platform. I could use all the support that's offered. So any type of word of mouth, any type of sharing, any type of engagement, like when I talk about signing up for my email list, like that's just not a thing that I say. Like I really could use that support because God forbid something happens to these platforms, I have no other way to get in touch with you other than emails. So that's really important to me. Or wanting to learn more about my listeners so that I could best serve them and actually talk about things they want to listen to. That's really important to me because my platform is all about connection. It doesn't matter how we do it, whether it's a podcast episode, whether it's a video, whether it's an email, when I was doing my text message list, you know, like it doesn't matter whether it's free or paid. It's all about connection. I mean, I went to school and got training and education to add upon the expertise that I already had. Like, I don't know. Like, I've always maintained, even, I don't know if y'all remember when I was talking about this 2 years ago. But I was always, like, really clear about making sure that my credentials and my education didn't make me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make it. I was already doing great work before I went to school. I didn't need nobody and no degree or no licensure or no anything to tell me that I was doing a great job because I was already in the field. So now that I have other types of experience, and trust me, there's a lot more coming that I, oh my goodness, it's so much love. I really love that this is like a beautiful house that I get to build and renovate and add on to and do all kind of stuff because me going to school didn't make my house. It just added a cute little room to the house. You know what I'm saying? So now we're expanding some more with some other stuff, which I'm going to tell y'all sooner than later. But that's what I'm really all about. I'm just all about connection. And I'm like, if people are really tapping in with me, I want to help them as best I can. But I want to know what they need help with so I can serve as best I can. Imagine you showing up somewhere and you're needing something and people are not necessarily asking you, hey, what do you need assistance with though? It just throws some stuff at you. It's like, you ain't even hear me. Like, you don't even know what I need. So that's why I like to talk about that podcast listener survey so much, because I would like to know, what do y'all need? What do y'all need assistance with? And I know it's going to be some folks that's like, no, I don't need nothing. I'm cool. I just enjoy chopping it up. That's what's up. But the ones that need something, I need to hear from y'all. So click that first link in my show notes so that I can understand you a little bit more, so I can understand your needs a little bit better. Okay. So with that being said, oh yeah, you get a free gift for joining too. And speaking of free gifts, don't forget to sign up for my email list too, because that revamped 1 minute meditation is live. And I hope that people get something out of it when they do listen and that they can learn how to meditate a bit better, because we're in an age where, and this is just my belief here, and if I need to find some articles, I'll do so. You know, I'll probably do some more article-based stuff too, whether I agree with it or not. We should talk about it. But I've noticed that human interaction has changed so much in the last 10 to 15 years. I think a lot of us, because I'm never above the collective, a lot of us are losing our ability to just chill. We don't know how to sit and chill no more. And in order to meditate, a particular way, because you can do walking meditations and things like that, but that doesn't mean you're on the phone either. I think we're so used to being on our phones, and I think we're so used to accessing information at a insane amount of speed and quantity, and the quality is not always there either, because sometimes it's a misinformation as well. It's a lot of stuff that we think is true that really isn't true. It's just so much information coming at us at once, and I think we're so used to being able to find things that we want at the drop of a hat. I don't think we are as intentional as we might have been in the past at cultivating the ability to sit still and to be mindful in the moment and to calm ourselves. Like, when you constantly overload yourself with information, just info, you're like kind of training yourself to be used to that if you're not stopping to pause and meditate or pray or do other things outside of technology. It'll have you in a pattern where you might be addicted to the phone at some point, may not realize it. That's why I love Cal Newport's digital minimalism so much, because it really forces you to kind of check yourself and how you use social media, or whether it's using you. But the 1 minute meditation guide, the revamp, was just to just kind of put it out there. Hey, you know, it's okay to take a break, take a 1 to 5 minute break, and just kind of, you know, tap in with yourself. And that's okay. So for those who have not signed up for that email list, definitely click the link in my show notes to get that free guide. So with that being said, y'all, now I will catch y'all on Wednesday. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do with love, okay? Have a great week, y'all. Love y'all. Peace.